They're explaining
to acknowledge and accept his responsibility.
That lawyer for 21-year-old Ryan Burke and Piazza speaking on NBC's Today show. Burke will be sentenced on July 31st. The president's to meet with advisors today to consider imposing tariffs on Chinese imports, China urging the U.S. to reconsider and settle any disputes with talks. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. 11:03, it is 76 degrees and it is absolutely gorgeous outside. If you're inside, get out there. Forecast for today is sunny, high of 82.
Gorgeous is the right word. I think you got the wrong microphone.
I'm not using the word glorious.
Wrong microphone for me.
That was intentional. I'm not using the word glorious. So just forget about it.
Tonight, you just said it three times.
Clear, low humidity, high of 57. Friday, sunny, low humidity again, high of 77. Saturday, sunny with a high of 84. Sunday, the humidity creeps back in, mostly sunny with a high of 88.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Who sings this song again?
Sparky and Our Gang.
Who?
Sparky and Our Gang.
Oh. Haven't heard this one in a while. Lazy Day sounds good to me. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll recap the ACL Outdoor Art Show and sale last Saturday. 1 week until summer, we'll fill you in on everything that is going on at HCL, including the summer reading clubs for kids and adults and our outdoor summer concert series. Jennifer wants to know that if a chicken coop had four doors, would it be called the chicken sedan? Discounts with your library card, a look ahead at fall programs, some trivia, and more. Today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Jennifer is temporarily in charge of the Hunterdon County Library, but while our new director, James, is off at the U.S. Open.
It's pretty exciting.
He's not playing in it, is he?
No, he's marshaling the 12th hole.
So if you're watching the U.S. Open and there's a big ruckus on the 12th hole, maybe you'll see our new director, James Keebler.
But I have to tell you something funny about that. I would bet my life that he said he was going to Staten Island for the U.S. Open, and I'm like, that's kind of weird, and what is he doing on Staten Island?
Long Island.
Okay, but it's Long Island, but
yes.
I'm certain he said it, because I couldn't have made that up.
Maybe. He misspoke, Jennifer. Well, we all do occasionally.
No, I know we do, but I had it in my head this whole time, he's going to land on my people.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever set foot in Staten Island.
Besides
really? The rubber tires of my car, maybe setting foot on Staten Island on the way to Brooklyn or something.
It's a special place. Ask Jay, former.
So, what is good about Staten Island? For some reason, I have a
I never
low
have
opinion
to go there
of
again.
Staten Island.
So
Why do I have that opinion?
Most people do.
People live there. People work and live and
my
die there. There's got to be something good about it.
Lived there for 40 years. My godmother still lives there.
See, so there's got to be something good about it.
Someone who lives
on Staten Island wants to tell us why it's so awesome.
Give us a call.
What's the radio show phone number?
She's staying because the taxes are so low.
Okay, at Staten Island?
Yes, the taxes are very low.
That's surprising.
The schools are funded differently.
What's our radio show telephone line?
I have no idea.
Isn't it written somewhere?
It's written somewhere.
I want someone from Staten Island to call me and convince me to come visit.
It's got to have its charms, Jennifer. I did like it because right after I learned to drive, my aunt lived on the south end of the island. And they had a train that you could walk to. And you could take it across the island for $1 and then take the ferry to Manhattan for free. So it was like an easy way to get to.
Why is it called Staten Island? What's a Staten?
I don't know.
I'd like to find that out, too.
I don't know. But I shouldn't speak ill of it, because I did have very fond memories of going there as a child.
Very good. I'm sure you did.
But anyway, he's in Long Island.
So the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Jennifer, it was last Saturday at the Hunterdon County Library. We were treated to, I'm going to say it, a glorious day. I mean, the weather could not have been any better.
I know, and it was touch and go for so long.
At the beginning of the week, it looked like it was going to be rain out, but then...
Yes.
God smiled down at the Hunterdon County Library. So we had about 40-plus artists, local artists, show their work on snow fences on the library lawn. The Marshall's Dixieland Band, did you get to hear them at all?
I heard them, and I could hear them upstairs, and I came down and talked to Warren later. There were a lot of real local guys. Dan Butt, who plays in other bands at the library sometimes, and he's at the library every Saturday almost. And Mike Wolf, former pharmacist from Wall Drugs, was playing. So it's real nice to see.
Yeah,
you know, really
it added
local.
A really nice atmosphere
And I think it was a
atmosphere
good, it was
to
a good
the
choice.
Show.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'd like to have them back next year. I really liked how they made it like a festive atmosphere. And
yes.
It was, Jennifer. And so, like I said, 40-plus local artists showing their work. Actually tapped a couple of those local artists to show in our gallery. Excuse me?
You're making noise.
That's okay. So actually, and I'm thinking about doing that next year as an added bonus. My personal award, since we have other judges, pick an artist and then give them a show in our gallery.
That's a good idea.
I think that'd be a nice little incentive for
someone. Or even if you did like a show of the winners.
Yes, you could do that also.
The winners, yeah. So who won?
So the winners this year were first place in adult professional was our old friend Richard Gerstner. So
Now, is it a body?
A picture of it. No, it was just one piece.
One picture.
And it was someone walking up a lonely, like, city street. It was really...
Nice. Richard's cityscapes are really...
He's entered, I believe, every year. And I believe this is the first year he's won
and
first place.
One thing interesting, Richard does pen and ink. And Richard is colorblind.
Yes. He calls himself the colorblind artist.
And he says his pencils are... His ink is labeled. But his colors are so meticulous and so perfect.
Yeah, they are. They're very good. Okay, so then... Adult amateur. The woman's name was, give me a second.
You didn't write this down?
Somebody, Donna Lynch was the adult amateur winner. And then our student winner was Evan McHugh. He sat there by the table in front of his artwork all day talking to people. Really nice kid.
Good.
And then our Public's Choice Award went to Claudia Slater. Did you see? She had probably one of the biggest booths there. In front of it was a big lion, was one.
Yes.
They caught everyone's eye coming through. But she had an impressive body of work. And then the best in show, unbelievably, was Carolina Thatch. So our judges, I was floored when they came over and told me that they said, well, we need to talk to number 18. And 18, Kara wasn't there. She had to work. And I said, well, I go, well, I know they'll be here at 1 o'clock. I didn't divulge that I knew her in any way. So she came in. They talked to her. And then they came over and said they both wholeheartedly agree that one piece of hers was best in show. She was floored. She couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So congratulations to Kara for quite the honor. She'll get her name engraved on our permanent trophy. Jennifer's giving me skeptical looks.
I'm not giving you skeptical looks.
Yes, you are. It looks like you are.
I forgot people can
see
me now.
Aren't you happy for
her? I am delighted for her, and I got to meet your mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. She was unbelievably in town and there when they announced the winners, too.
That was really terrific.
Yeah, so she got – that was a treat. My own mother, still not talking to me.
What did you do to Fern?
Because she wasn't there to see it happen. That I was busy and Kara wasn't going to be there till later.
This cannot be the first time this has happened.
No, no. Just add that to the little laundry list of things I've done. So I would have loved to have my parents there to see Kara get this honor.
Well, your mother-in-law is lovely. And I had a connection. You know, I mentioned St. Mary's where she used to live.
Yeah.
And she was delighted that someone had heard of it.
Yes, so the art show and sale, we have a couple, sending out thank yous to all the artists. We always ask for suggestions. We've got a couple new things next year. I think we're going to be upping the prize money, hopefully. We're going to add Public's Choice, I think, for not just overall, but for each of the three categories.
That's a good idea.
I think that would be nice as well. And then there was one other thing. I can't remember, but I was very pleased with the way it went. It's just good. A nice day to, for people to come out and... I saw one artist was just tickled pink that she sold something.
Oh, good.
I mean, she was just beside herself. She was, like, almost trembling. But
hello, self.
I got to tell you, I sold a piece of my wife. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Well, somebody was looking at Richard's. I don't know if she was, like, picking between two pieces.
Right.
When I was talking to him. Because I did come out three times.
Good.
Even though I had been admonished.
So many great local artists. A lot of the 100 and... Color Water, Hunter and Watercolor Society members were in the show, like Ed Bomlin and Joanne Bodner, all very talented artists.
Kathy Ann Finch was
correct.
There.
And they actually have a show. Their member show is currently in the library.
For
the month of
June. Did you go inside at all? Did you get to go inside?
Yes, and then as I was going to mention, as an addition, and I'm sure we'll do it next year because it was so popular,
it was.
Kathy Monty of the Youth Services Department ran an Egyptian craft. She had music, like Egyptian music playing, and maybe 7 or 8 craft tables. And it was just mobbed for most of the day.
And there are a lot of pictures on Facebook of, she did like a Nile River.
Yes.
Amy Jo put a lot of, oh, there is a, very nice.
Yes, Jennifer's looking. If you go to our Facebook page, you can see a picture of all of our 2018 art show winners.
Very nice. Yeah, and Amy Jo was putting up pictures throughout the day. There's a lot of the...
The craft, yes.
Crafts, yeah.
So mark your date for next year's art show. I believe it's going to be June 8th, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's the Saturday.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah, so June 8th, 2019, if you're a local artist, you're not going to want to miss out. You might actually win a cash prize, or you could win a month display in our main gallery at the Hunter County Library.
I do want to do a disclaimer now that that's the Reading weekend next year. So
what's that mean?
It means I may be out of town. Don't take me to task for not being there.
Boy, you really, this was really a sore point for
it
you.
It really
huh?
was.
Something I mentioned on the radio show, I thought everything on the radio show was off, just we say whatever we want.
I know, but I was really put out because I had been at every one except last year.
Well, there's things I can be taken offense to too, Jennifer.
It
but
really isn't, Jim.
Really?
Really.
We'll have
we'll go to the archive.
We'll have a discussion.
I laugh at all your jokes.
Here.
Are we going to do...
What about un-radio show stuff?
That's different.
Okay. All right, we need to go to our first commercial break. We'll be back with... Today in history, we have trivia. We're going to talk about our summer reading clubs and our summer concerts. A lot to talk about on today's library show.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Finally.
Hey, little baby. Where are your parents?
Incredibles 2.
Don't know much about history. How much did Disney pay us to advertise for their summer blockbuster hit, The Incredibles?
There has never been a commercial before. Never. I saw the previews for that. I went to two movies over the weekend.
Does it look good? Now, yeah. What two movies did you see? Let's start there.
I saw The Seagull, which is a production of a Chekhov play,
mm-hmm.
with Annette Bening and Saoirse Ronan. Billy Howell.
Sounds very depressing. How was it?
It was very depressing. I loved it. When we came out, there were these two little old ladies, and they're like, "How did you like the movie?" I'm like, "Oh, we loved it." Like, it was so dark and depressing. I wanted to be entertained. I'm like, "Then don't come see
it." Give me the number of that woman. I have the same exact
and then,
ideas about movies that she
The next day, we went to see On Chesil Beach, which also starred Saoirse Ronan and Billy Howell. It was based on a Ian McEwan book. And it's also a depressing movie, but as we
you've
were
you've got to mix in an upbeat movie once in a while,
we
Jennifer.
We saw Pope Francis 2 weeks ago. That was upbeat. But as we were leaving, an older man stopped us and talked to us for 20 minutes. And we were in Pennsylvania. It turns out he was from Flemington.
Oh, yeah?
And he had retired to Langhorne. It's
pretty, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but I did see
The
Incredibles.
The
Incredibles looks, it looked interesting.
We'll see. Okay, today in history, this time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is June 14th, 2018. I'll give her some events that occurred on June 14th in years past, and also some people who were born on June 14th and people who have died on June 14th.
Can I just say happy birthday to Michael Mahler?
Okay, who's Michael Mahler?
He was my sister's best friend when we were growing up. We haven't seen him probably since 1976, but we know that Flag Day is his birthday.
What are the odds that Michael Mahler's listening right now?
I doubt it.
He was in the Witness Protection Program.
I doubt that.
Is he on Facebook?
I have no idea.
Why don't you look him up right now? See if Michael Mahler is on Facebook.
Because there's only one Michael Mahler on Facebook.
No, we'd give it a try. You might recognize his picture.
All right, after...
Go ahead. Nice. 1775, Jennifer. June 14th. Let's see. How can I answer this? X. Ask this in the form of a question. It's American Revolutionary War trivia, obviously. 1775. What does the Continental Congress establish on this date in 1775, June 14th?
Mm.
About a year before our Declaration of Independence? So they could see the writing on the wall, let's put it that way.
The Articles of Confederation.
No. They could obviously see something was coming.
Yes.
Trouble was coming. So what did they form?
A militia.
The Continental Army.
Army. Add one word. Right?
Make mark in the birth of the United States Army, Jennifer, on this date on June 14th. Okay, and obviously, well, not obviously. 1777, Jennifer mentioned this as a famous date. What is adopted by Congress?
The Articles.
As the flag of the United States.
The flag.
The Stars and Stripes. Yes. Was adopted on this date in 1777, thus Flag Day. So how do you celebrate Flag Day, Jennifer?
I sing your grand old flag in the morning.
Oh, that's how you celebrate. How does everybody celebrate? I know there's places that dispose of American flags.
We have one
properly
at the library.
Do we?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that thing in the lobby?
In the front door, we have...
You're getting a burn a flag. We're burning them at the library.
In the front of
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
We have... Well, maybe our listeners don't know.
Okay.
In the front of the... At the headquarters in the North County Branch Library, we have a repurposed mailbox that the... I think it was the Veterans of Foreign War... had installed, and you can bring your old flags that need to be disposed of, and then they do a proper flag burning ceremony.
On days like today, I think they'll have a lot of
yes, a Boy Scouts
flag
will
burning
do
today.
Them. Yeah.
Okay, 1937, Jenner. What state becomes the first?
What year,
and,
I'm sorry.
1937.
Okay.
Becomes the first and only state in the United States to celebrate Flag Day officially as a state holiday. Which state in our union?
Do they still celebrate it?
I believe so.
Because I would have guessed Pennsylvania, but they don't.
Pennsylvania is correct.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Why don't they?
I don't think they do.
Well, you're incorrect. 1949, Jennifer. What kind of animal named Albert II rides a V-2 rocket to an altitude of 134 kilometers, thereby becoming the first being in space?
Is it a chimpanzee?
It's a rhesus monkey. So close enough. I'll give it to you as correct. 1954, Jennifer, U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signs a bill that places what two words into the United States Pledge of Allegiance?
Under God.
Very good. Nicely done. And then finally, in 2017, Jennifer.
Thank you.
What happened on this date, like just last year, if you can remember, something down in Washington, D.C., kind of a... Not a tragedy. No one died, but there was an incident, a shooting incident.
Was it somebody shot outside the White House?
No.
Nope.
It was that charity Congress baseball game.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That was a year ago.
Yes.
And Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana was shot, and I believe he's doing well now, so... Okay, born on this date in 1811, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
She wrote...
very important woman.
Uncle Tom's Cabin. She was an abolitionist. She traveled through the South to different plantations.
When Abraham Lincoln met her, he described her as the little woman who started the Great War. 1909, Burl Ives was born.
He was Big Daddy in Cat on the Hot Tin Roof. He was an actor. He also was the snowman in Rudolph.
Very good. That counts as correct.
That was a good complete answer, I thought.
He was also a singer and a good banjo player.
Yes.
He could have said that too. Maybe sing a song that he sang.
He sang Silver and Gold and played the banjo in Rudolph.
Correct. Okay, 1946, Jennifer, Donald Trump was born on Flag Day.
He's the President of the United States, and he's a business mogul. He owned the Miss America pageant for a while, or Miss Universe.
Too many things to mention. Yeah. Okay, and then finally died in 1801, Jennifer, Benedict Arnold.
He was considered a traitor to the
U.S. Why? What did he do that he was considered a traitor?
He sold war plans to Major Andre.
Correct. War plans for what?
Something up north in New York State, a fort. Yes.
You're getting warmer.
I don't remember.
West Point,
West
Jennifer.
Point. Not that far north.
The plans for West Point he gave to Andre so the British could attack it. And Andre got caught by some. See the miniseries Turn, and you'll see the whole story of Benedict Arnold. Highly recommend the miniseries Turn that was on AMC. It's probably streaming somewhere now. Turn, since 4th of July is coming up, Jennifer. Okay, that's today in history. I have some other trivia for you. I can give it to you later, but let's take care of some business.
I wanted to point out something real quick. Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, tell us what the programs are coming up this
tomorrow afternoon at North County Branch. They're showing Lady Bird at 2 p.m. And that's another movie with Saoirse Ronan. She's been.
You just love her, don't you? Did you see the movie Brooklyn?
Yes, she's adorable.
Did you see the movie where she was the little girl?
That was Atonement.
Yes, I hated that movie.
All right, the same man who wrote Atonement wrote On Chesil Beach. Don't go see On Chesil Beach.
I'm not going to. No plans.
Okie dokie.
No plans. So other programs this week, Jennifer, I meant to ask you, how did Brain Games go last Tuesday?
We had one of our patrons was less than pleased with it. She felt it was a little bit too...
brainy?
No, not brainy. Too commercial.
Okay. We have a program tonight at North County Branch Library. Ross Monteith and Calvin Langman will be performing. They began making music together in the summer of 2016. Since then, the music has reached over 1 million listeners on Spotify under the pseudonym The Happy Fits. So this is Ross Monteith and Calvin Langman tonight at the North County Branch Library starting at 7 p.m. Program is free and open to the public, as are all our programs. If you want more information, go to our webpage, www.hclibrary.us. Click on that events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and all of our programs that Jennifer and I talk about on the radio show will be at your fingertips. Next Wednesday, the last indoor concert of the spring before we go outdoor to the summer concerts, the musical history of the 1950s from Dino to Doo-Wop, featuring Joey G. He'll take you on a journey through the era they called the Fabulous 50s and how in 10 short years radio stations would go from playing Sinatra to airing the musical likes of teenagers across the entire country. And a new music called Rock and Roll, Jennifer. Along with a new invention called TV, the whole country would be seeing a young man they would simply call Elvis and hear a new music that would change the way we'd listen to music forever. That is next Wednesday, June 20th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Free and open to the public. Plenty of room left to show up, or you can, if you want to be guaranteed a seat, call the library at 908-788-1434. And I mentioned after that program, we go right into our summer concerts in July. We have 5 summer concerts this year, sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. These are outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair and a picnic dinner and enjoy a pleasant summer evening with us. Starting on July 18th at 6:30 p.m., Due South. They're one of New Jersey's top country bands performing new and classic country, southern and classic rock, etc., etc. Then we move up to the North County branch on Wednesday, July 25th, starting at 6:30 p.m. again. The Summer Swing Orchestra, always one of the popular bands in our summer concert series. You hear all the big band standards from the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. Back to the Huntington County Library headquarters on Route 12 on August 1st at 6:30 p.m. for the Blauenberg Band, one of the oldest community bands in the country. They'll be playing patriotic marches, John Philip Sousa, that kind of, what word am I looking for? That kind of genre. That's about a 50-piece band, so you won't want to miss that. Very, Very patriotic, very moving music. Then back up to the North County Branch for their last concert of the summer on August 8th at 6:30 p.m., Raritan Valley Recovery. This is a new band for us. Their wide-ranging program includes bluegrass classics, old-time fiddle tunes, along with a smattering of country, folk, and pop. That's Raritan Valley Recovery, August 8th, 6:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Then we wrap it all up on August 15th back at the Huntington County Library at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On. Rave On is a band we've had previously at the Huntington County Library indoors. This is their first outdoor concert. They'll be playing the music of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Chris Rozelle, Pete Farley, and Dan Guinta, I believe, are the three. They're just a great band, taking the place of our favorites, the British Invasion tributes, and they're going to be doing a great job. I really love this band. Lucky to have them outside because then people have room to get up and dance.
And we can have them in there without fear of retribution from the fire marshal.
Yes, because they pack them in. So that's the Friends of the Huntington County Library Outdoor Summer Concerts at the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library. To get the full schedule, if you want to print a schedule out and put it on your refrigerator, go to hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the flyer with all the concerts. You'll be able to print that out. And we'll see you over the summer.
And Tuesday morning, we have a special event at the Headquarters Library. It's an outside children's concert, which I don't think we have ever had.
No, I'm hoping to attend that myself.
And I'm hoping that I'm afraid it hasn't been advertised enough. I'm a little concerned. But Mr. Ray will be kicking off the summer.
They'll get a good crowd. They always do for events like that.
I know, but I think, well, whatever what I think. The show starts at 10:30, and it will be outside to the right of the entrance of the library, weather permitting. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, and we'll move the concert inside if it is raining. So,
and that is the kickoff for the Youth Services Summer Reading Club. The theme this year is Libraries Rock. It's for ages 2 and up, and it takes place at the Huntington County Headquarters, the North County Branch, South County Branch, and the Bookmobile. You can read and earn prizes. It takes place from June 19th to August 31st. There'll be story times and performers. And I have a list of the performers here for the special events for children, if you're interested. It kicks off on Friday, June 22nd. These programs will all be repeated at the North County Branch Library. I'll just read you the dates for the main library on Route 12. Friday, June 22nd, Sounds Like Science with Mad Science. Free tickets are available for all of these shows. So to obtain free tickets, you need to stop by the Youth Services Department, and they'll give them to you. But you will need tickets to get into these shows.
It's the week before, the day after, like the week before
the previous show.
Right.
Okay, so then Friday, July 6th, it's Be a Rockstar and Read with Brian Richards. Brian Richards is a magician, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then after that, Jennifer, this is an outdoor program, so no tickets are necessary. Quiver Farm presents a traveling farm. So it's, I believe, a petting zoo?
Mm-hmm.
And that's no tickets for that one, and that's Thursday, July 19th. And then back inside on Thursday, July 28th for Rizzo's Reptiles with Rizzo's Wildlife Discovery, very popular lizard show. They had one at the community day, which just packs them in.
He's there every year, and I just hope he takes everybody he brings with him.
Family Stages presents The Jungle Book on Thursday, August 2nd. Family Stages is a small theater group celebrating The Jungle Book. Jennifer, do you know the story of The Jungle Book?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
Yeah.
Tell me.
The young boys growing up in the jungle. It's kind of a Tarzan sort of story.
Okay. And how does it resolve itself?
That I don't remember. And I know I saw it in the summer of 75. But.
So a young boy abandoned in the woods, or abandoned in the jungle, is raised by wolves.
Right. Did your mother ever ask you that growing up? Were you raised by wolves?
No, she's my mother. She knows where I was. No, I
don't. You know what I mean.
Yeah, right. I think that was a common saying. So he's raised by wolves, but then it turns out that the tiger of the jungle realizes there's a man cub, they call him, and he wants to kill it because man is bad to animals. So the wolves decide it's too dangerous for the man cub to stay with them, so he takes off on his own, and he's befriended by the bear and the panther. They're trying to get him to a man village before the tiger hunts him down and kills him.
Disney was very dark.
There was a lot of jumpy tunes in that movie.
I know. I was going to say.
And then we wrap it up for the kids for the Summer Reading Club on Thursday, August 9th with Campfire Storyteller. That's a group called Campfire Storyteller, and they'll be presenting Beauty and the Beast. Do you know that story?
I do, but wouldn't it be awesome to have that outside and have like a pretend campfire?
That would be very cool.
And not to be outdone, our South County Branch Library is going to have a kickoff celebration next Saturday, June 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the tentpole, as Jim likes to say, of this day will be singer-songwriter Dave Berger from 11 to 1. And he's going to sing music and shared activities. I talked to Dave yesterday. And he's really excited, but the four continents that are going to be highlighted are Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America. And he doesn't really have any songs in his repertoire that would be, you know, kid-friendly singing and kind of chatty. He said the only one I can think of is Kookaburra, which is the only one I could think of with his wife. And she's like, why do you keep saying that? So he's going to do some American songs.
Okay.
But a lot of those have
roots.
Are
there sign-ups for that? How are the sign-ups?
There's no sign-ups. Okay. It's kind of like a Makerstay thing. There's going to be four stations to make a musical instrument. There'll be some stories around. It's just going to be an exciting day, so just stop by.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on in the South County Branch this summer. I just made three flyers for them over the summer.
I know. We're having a dream catcher.
So a lot of programs. We'll talk about them in the weeks coming up. But a lot going on. That's a new venue for us, South County Branch, starting to do programs, and we're very happy about that. And the one last thing I want to mention about the Summer Reading Club, Jennifer, is the Adult Summer Reading Club has started. It started May 25th. You can join the club, win gifts, gift cards, and then win the grand prize. And there's also a big year-end Adult Summer Reading Club party on August 30th.
Yes,
so if you want to join, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the link right on the homepage, and it will tell you all you need to do to join the club. You can read books all summer. There'll be a blog there with people reading books and giving reviews, and you can give reviews yourself. It's a lot of fun, and it's been growing every year.
And I was told they were planning it Tuesday, and I was told that I had to go because it was going to be really a lot of fun.
Very good. And was it?
What they're planning is they're very excited about what they're planning. So, yes.
Very good. Okay.
I have,
it's 11:37. Jim Gannot at the top of the hour will be here with his show, Taking Care of Business.
So let's go to the last commercial break a little bit early.
Okay.
I'm going to do something for you, and that'll take us to our last commercial break. You ready?
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Center of the track, and then Audible on the inside, who's now up in a third. Justify, a two-length lead as they come to the final 16th. Good Magic on the outside is second. Audible third toward the inside, then it's still Regard. They're coming to the wire. He's just awesome! Justify has won the Kentucky Derby! It was very close for a second. Audible may have
got him all three.
Of Good Magic, then it's still Regard.
Very nice, Jennifer. Jennifer's playing Justify's stretch runs for his three victorious Triple Crown races, Justify, becoming the 13th Triple Crown winner in horse racing history this past Saturday at Belmont Park. Justify barely won the Preakness, as you just heard. Things were a little easier at Belmont Park.
I got a text late Saturday night that somebody could stop him.
And the Triple Now let's Crown listen to history
alive.
Right here.
3 weeks from today in New York, Ronkowski and Hofberg trying to run him down. Vino Rosso is fourth, a 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Ronkowski. He's just perfect, and now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
You get goosebumps?
Ronkowski was second.
Hofberg was third, and Vino Rosso fourth.
That's probably the most famous person I've ever met now. I've met the jockey of Justify, Mike Smith, many years ago.
So congratulations, Justify and Mike Smith. And Jim Thatch, who I know this is a really big thing for you.
Yes.
So we will go to our last commercial break.
We'll come back with some trivia for Jennifer.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Gano will be in just a little over 15 minutes.
I got some trivia for Jennifer. Occasionally I bring trivia in from my trivia travels throughout the county, and we'll see how Jennifer does. I have.
When you do the teen trivia, I want that to see how I do with that.
I'm working on it now, actually.
But it gets not real well.
You'd get them all, Jennifer. I'm hoping I don't make it, since I don't have like sixth graders anymore, I'm hoping I'm not making it too easy for them. Because I'm trying to picture myself as a sixth grader. I wasn't a dummy, but I don't want to make the questions too easy either.
Oh, I forgot to bring it in today, but you were, one of your relatives was like number 43 across or something in yesterday's New York Times crossword puzzle.
Who, Blackbeard?
It was Edward Teach blank Blackbeard.
It would have been AKA,
yeah. I meant to bring it
up. Okay, here's 10 general trivia questions for you, okay. Jennifer. See how you do. In the sitcom Happy Days, you ever watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Arthur Fonzarelli's office located?
In the men's room at Arnold's.
Very good. What rock and roll song was performed by a choir at the royal wedding on May 19th? A little break from tradition. A choir sang a rock and roll song.
It was awesome, but I don't remember.
It was Stand By Me, the Benny King classic. Mm. Okay, a little baseball for you, Jennifer. When you're scoring a baseball game in a book, what does the notation CS mean?
CS. I know K. I don't know.
We're looking for caught stealing.
Stealing.
What is the whaling term, Jennifer? It's a whaling term for when a harpooned whale attempts to flee and drags the boat that harpooned it along with it. It's a Nantucket sleigh ride.
Hmm.
Ever hear of that?
No, but it's clever.
Okay, Jennifer, Charlotte the Spider wrote some pig in her web to save Wilbur. Name one of the other three words she wrote in her web.
Radiant.
Is one. You only needed one. So,
okay.
Terrific and Humble were the other two. What is the title of the third movie in the Dumb and Dumber movie series?
Not even going to try.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Of course it is.
And T2 is spelled T-O. What Grammy award-winning pop and rock vocalist was born Alicia Beth Moore and raised in Doylestown, Pennsylvania?
Oh, Pink.
Very good. How'd you know that?
Bucks County connections.
The country of Costa Rica is on what continent?
North America.
Very good. Graduates don caps and gowns this month, Jennifer. What is another name for the cap? It's also called a mortarboard.
Mortarboard. Oh, brother.
And in the movie Rocky, Jennifer, on what holiday did Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed fight for the first time?
Christmas.
Looking for New Year's Day. New Year's. A lot of people said 4th of July because of Apollo Creed.
No, I know it was Christmas time.
Stars and Stripes shorts. Okay, Jennifer, what exit? 20 questions. All of the answers have a town in New Jersey in it.
Okay.
In the answer. What is the name of the stadium where the Baltimore Orioles play their home games?
Camden Yards.
Very good. Camden, of course, being the city or town or municipality from New Jersey. This Broadway play features the characters named Elizabeth Schuyler and Hercules Mulligan. Broadway play.
Is it currently on Broadway?
Correct.
Nope.
Hamilton.
Of course.
He was a carpenter on the show Trading Spaces.
That was very clever.
He was a carpenter on the show Trading Spaces and host of Extreme Makeovers Home Edition.
Tyler.
Ty is correct.
I don't know his last name.
Ty Pennington.
Pennington. Oh, Pennington, the lawn stuff at Home Depot, yeah.
What is the name of the tallest water slide at Walt Disney World's Blizzard Beach Water Park?
Oh, I would have said Splash Mountain.
That's in the Magic Kingdom. Looking for Summit Plummet. What New York City street name is often used to refer to the advertising industry?
Madison Avenue.
Correct. His number 33 was retired by the New York Knicks in 2003. Patrick Ewing.
Ewing.
What is the name of the legendary island where King Arthur's sword Excalibur was forged?
Avalon.
Correct. What actor played the title role in the sitcom Barney Miller?
Hal Linden.
Very good. Under Joshua's command, the Israelites blew trumpets made of ram's horns and shouted to make what fall down?
I would have said the Tower of Babel, but Babel's not a New Jersey town. Yeah.
The Wall of Jericho.
There's a town, Jericho?
Wall.
A wall. Township. Sorry, Aunt Rose.
Wall is the name of the town we're looking for. What was the name of Steve Carell's character in the movie Anchorman? Jennifer didn't see that because it wasn't depressing. Brick Tamlin, whose life story was the inspiration for the movie Citizen Kane.
Orson Welles. No, he was in it. I don't know.
William Randolph Hearst. Whose life story was the inspiration? Oh, I just read that. Number 12. FDR enacted a series of public works projects, Jennifer.
Yes, he did.
And financial reforms in response to the Great Depression called what? What was the name of the program FDR enacted? Public works projects?
The WPA, yeah.
And financial reforms?
No. New Deal. Deal.
The New Deal.
Deal. Very clever. These are very clever, Jim.
What is the name of the Roman god of the sea?
Neptune.
Very good. She was the star of the sitcom Murphy Brown.
Candace Bergen.
Very good. Who had hits with the song Suddenly and Caribbean Queen?
Billy Ocean.
Very good. What is the name of the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts in 2012? Elizabeth Warren. Which city was the principal enemy of Athens during the Peloponnesian
Sparta.
War?
Sparta.
Very good. What is the name of Bruce Springsteen's first album?
Welcome to Asbury Park.
Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. What Johnny Cash song begins, "We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout"? Jackson. And then finally, what point guard for the 1992 Olympic Dream Team basketball team played his entire career with the Utah Jazz? It's a Hunterdon County town. John Stockton.
They were very clever. Very thoughtful.
Thank you, Jennifer. And then finally...
Did you collect these over time, or you went out searching for them?
I just make notes of what towns I can think of that would be somebody's name or something else, and then just write the questions later.
Interesting.
Okay, finally, Jennifer, 10 questions about 2018 so far.
Oh, dear.
So you remember about current events from this year.
I haven't really been paying attention.
What U.S. state issued a false missile alert earlier this year?
Colorado, no. I don't remember.
It was Hawaii. The guy...
Yeah. Now I remember.
Messed up.
Yeah, sort of.
And put the whole state on alert, Jennifer. What is the name of the baby born to Prince William and Kate in April?
Louis.
Very good. Within two either way, how many gold medals did the U.S. win at the Winter Olympics?
24.
9.
14 was my original guess. It still would have been too far away.
What is the name of the high school in Parkland, Florida that was the scene of a mass shooting in February?
I could have told you Parkland, Florida.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. The Eiffel Tower, Jennifer, was unexpectedly closed for several days in February for what unusual reason for them?
They had snow.
That is correct. Heavy snow. You remember that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who won the Best Actor Oscar at this year's Academy Awards?
Churchill. Gary Oldman.
Very good. In Roman numerals, what number was this year's Super Bowl?
Can I tell you who won?
52,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who wrote the book Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House?
It was embargoed, but then they let it out early.
Whatever that means. Michael Wolff. Do we have it in our collection?
We do.
The last male animal, Jennifer, of what species died in March, which will eventually lead to their extinction? The last male animal of what species died in March?
I don't know.
Leading to their eventual extinction?
This is terrible.
Yes, I know. It's a big animal, too.
Not the panda.
No. The northern white rhino.
Oh, dear.
I know. And then finally, number 10, what is the name of the famous evangelist who died in February?
Billy Graham.
Correct. Did very well. If you were on part of a team,
yeah,
he would have really done your share, is the way I'll put it.
Can I do a wrap-up a little bit from last week's show? And we had author Scott Decker.
Yes, I would like to. I was fascinated by him, I just want to say. Hopefully his talk at the Twice Told Tales went well. But yesterday, last week's guest, I was just enwrapped. I didn't know three-quarters of that story.
It was very fascinating in the details he knew. And I emailed him, and he didn't answer this question. But couldn't you hear, like, the dun-dun noise of Law & Order in the background of this? Like, that would make a fabulous Law & Order.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a really good time with Marilyn at Twice Told Tales. She's a fabulous hostess.
Good.
And she does a really nice event. And somebody had been at the Marianne McFadden author event we had last Wednesday night. And she was going to go see Scott Decker. Good. But he's working on a new book about the Hunterdon Militia. So I think that's really exciting.
I think that'd be interesting. Is that during the Revolutionary War?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so we definitely will have. It's too bad it wasn't a few years ago during the tricentennial year. But I told him I think we should have him do a program at the library.
Oh, for sure. So what are your plans for Father's Day this weekend? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers
out
there.
Yes, and to Jim Thatch. And to your son, it's his first Father's Day.
Correct.
I don't know which son, I'm sorry.
William.
William.
Yes. So what are your plans for your father for Father's Day? Any traditions in the Monahan household for Father's Day?
We don't really, and my parents have two funerals to attend over the next 3 days. So
he'd be ready to party by then.
No, by the time Sunday morning comes, they may be kind of just ready to be quiet.
Well, they'll be being quiet for 2 days at a funeral.
No, my father has to work these funerals. Oh. So, and one of them's up in Scranton, so they're going to be traveling and coming down.
Like he's officiating, or he's just attending?
Yeah, he will. No, he will. He will. Yeah, he'll get. We call it getting dressed up to go to communion, but he'll work at the masses. And so, you know.
I'd like to hear your father speak sometime on the pulpit
next weekend.
Where's that?
He's preaching at Our Lady of Victories in Baptist Town next weekend at 5:15, 9 and 11. 5:15 Saturday night, 9 and 11 Sunday.
That's right off that, you go to the left on that light?
Mm-hmm, and it's right there.
I've been there for christening.
I was going to say, you were probably there, and my father probably was there for that.
He probably was there.
Because they do it in pairs there.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a really, really good speaker, and he's also typically short.
And he's a great photographer, to boot.
Yeah, he really is.
Why doesn't he enter the photo show?
He doesn't consider himself an amateur. An amateur photo show. No, and he's meticulous about being honest. Like, not honest. What's that word? His integrity. He feels, since he's a teacher,
sure,
and he's been paid for his work, that he is not an amateur. So he doesn't. What are the photo show's starting? It's going to come up in October, and it'll come up quickly. To enter, does the picture have to be taken in this year?
There's no way to police that, so
yeah.
No.
Well, you know, if it had a date in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so people should start thinking about what photo they'd like to enter in the HCL photo show.
There'll be lots more news about that coming up on future shows.
On future shows. So the show went really fast again. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go, stop in, or call. The library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the case of a Penn State fraternity hazing that left a freshman dead.
This is a good start, and hopefully it will show others that it's okay to step up and take responsibility for the things that they did wrong.
That's Jim Piazza, the father of the freshman Timothy Piazza, who died after a night of drinking and falling downstairs at a party, then left to die on a sofa in the frat house. Now, after 26 frat members are charged, one defendant has agreed to enter a guilty plea, his lawyer explaining.
To acknowledge and accept his responsibility.
That lawyer for 21-year-old Ryan Burke and Piazza speaking on NBC's Today Show, Burke will be sentenced on July 31st. The president's to meet with advisors today to consider imposing tariffs on Chinese imports, China urging the U.S. to reconsider and settle any disputes with talks. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin.
toilet trend, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Justice Department today is to release its report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and there is speculation it will be highly critical of former FBI Director James Comey and also some top current and former Justice Department officials. The Inspector General Michael Horowitz compiling the report over the past year and a half. A border agent attacked while patrolling near the border with Mexico is now in stable condition. Here's USA's Wendy King.
In a desolate part of southern Arizona, right near the border, a lone agent investigating activity picked up by sensors was ambushed.
Attacked by an unknown number of assailants.
The 21-year-old veteran is also a trained paramedic and treated his own gunshot wounds. Jim Chilton owns this land and says it's often used by the drug cartels.
We're undoubtedly being watched right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.